Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
It's not really raining. I don't think. Maybe just a little. The earth is pretty cold and wet. I am still barefoot out here. I was thinking this morning how nice it is to, you know, link up new habits. It's supposed to take 3 weeks to make a habit. So I'm in the habit of coming out every morning and recording this podcast. Why not earth while I'm at it, right? Earthing. Charging up, connecting with the earth. I've charged up my water. I've squeezed an entire lemon in it. Treated myself to a fun silicone straw this morning. They're weird. I brought a smoothie when I met a friend for a walk a while ago. And I, you know, asked her if she wanted a straw and she said yes. And then, you know, she has this silicone straw that you can, I mean, you can chew on it practically, right? It's kind of strange, but that's what I'm using and I'm enjoying it. So water yourself, will you? I'm going to talk about yesterday because it's still on my mind. And I got some good practice in yesterday. Realizing that, you know, my emotions matter more, right? And this is about playing hot and cold. Doing what feels best, trusting life and letting my compass guide me. So, yesterday, it's my second Saturday this season being the Saturday morning exercise lady. A couple campgrounds hire me to come and provide the campers with free dance fitness. But I'm hired by a couple campgrounds, so it's really cool. I love it. And it's also my Saturday mornings, right? And my favorite thing to do is be with my family. And most of us are available on Saturday mornings. However, I really love dancing. And I love that, I'm pretty sure that was my first paying gig. It's my first paid gig. You know, this is my third year doing it. Anyway, I honor it. I enjoy it. I'm proud of myself. It's so cool to be a paid dance teacher. And anyway, lots of good things go along with dancing at the campground. So I'm happy to go Saturday mornings. And I dance back to back. I show up at one campground. And then when I'm done, I pack it up. I change my clothes. I go right on to another campground. And so yesterday, I know somebody who works at the campground and they're like, man, it's dead here. You know, the weather, right? There's really not a lot of people here. And I said, you know, honestly, I really don't care if a bunch of people show up or if nobody shows up. I am sincerely happy either way. I really have no desired outcome here. And I'm sincere about that, you know, and I really was. And sometimes if no one shows to dance class, I will still have it. I will still dance for myself. And every now and again, someone will poke in late and join me. But I live in the moment, what feels best in this moment. And it was really great to be so, you know, indifferent yesterday morning. Show up or not, people, I'm setting up. I'm here. I'm happy. So as I'm saying goodbye to my friend who works there, two people come on in, and I don't recognize them. So I'm pretty sure I've got two new dancers. And so it lit me up. I'm like, all right, we're having class. I've got new people. Here we go. And so so we had class. And it was great. I got a great workout. Great things came out of my mouth. The ladies enjoyed themselves. They did great. You know, you can tell they've got some dancer in them. They kept up and got some moves down and had a lot of rhythm. Said they enjoyed themselves and thanked me. And it was great. So after class ends, I pick up my party light and the sign-up sheet and all of that. I bring an extra change of clothes with me because I'm completely cardio-soaked when I'm done with class. All I do is blab and bounce around. I just sweat. So after I peel off my clothes and put a fresh set on, my friend comes back. And she's like, hey, they double booked over at the next campground. So I'm like, so I'm called off. I don't have to dance. I'm called out. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. And to be honest, I felt relief, total relief, total relief. And I was actually excited to go to the next campground because there is someone that I haven't danced with yet this year. And I'm very excited to see her again. She's out of state. And I've been looking forward. We enjoy dancing with each other. We both really light up and enjoy one another. So I was actually excited for round two. But to be honest, when I was called off, it was like snow day vibes. Like, oh my God, I don't have to go to school today. Woo! Because what's the truth? I love my home. I love my family. They're my favorite. So that just means I have, you know, extra time with my family, with, you know, at home. Like, ooh, that is so great. So on my way out of the campground, I thought, oh man, I really do like to do what I say and say what I do. And I don't really have any notice, but man, it's about a half hour before class is supposed to start. Let me hop onto the Facebook group and send a little message. Say, sorry, you guys, I'm not on the schedule this week. I swear to God, I'm coming to dance. Because it just so happens, last week, the schedule was mixed up as well. They didn't have me in my normal spot. And I didn't know about it until my regular said, hey, I thought you were dancing on Saturdays. And I'm like, I am. But they asked me to be flexible last week, and come Sunday, no problem. I am quite flexible, right? And a lot of the times have that no desired outcome because I've created this life. I just need to show up. The outcome's not really important, right? So anyway, I make the video and I post the video that just says, sorry guys, I'm headed home. I'm not headed over to the second campground. Immediately, I get a message from the father of the young woman. And he says, we drove 2 hours to see you this morning. Boom. There goes all my relief. Here comes all the old programming. I immediately felt like I did something bad. I felt guilty and shameful and, you know, just all that old garbage. I didn't do anything, y'all. I didn't do anything. But I was programmed to be a people pleaser. And here's this person who is displeased, specifically with the outcome that involves me. This, and I'm an empath, so that's great, right? So, oh, I don't even have to wonder how they feel. It's just immediately I feel how I would feel if, you know, I was excited and I got up early and I drove 2 hours and the schedule was wrong and I waited around, hope, you know, thinking that the schedule was going to in, and then it didn't happen, and then you find out it's not happening, and then you are so disappointed at the least, I would say. Frustrated. Maybe more. So I had plugged in to that. I had plugged into that vibration. I let people down. The shoulds, the coulds. I could have checked the calendar. I should have checked their calendar to see what they had advertised. You know, maybe I should be firming this up every... Right. And then, of course, I unplugged. I unplugged from that. That felt awful. That feels awful. None of that felt good. I can't control it. It's already happened. I didn't do anything wrong. Simple miscommunications. I never made anyone, you know, dry. You know, I didn't do anything. There's no reason for me to feel bad. It's nice to have compassion and empathy. But I noticed how it felt being plugged into it, activating it within my vibration. It did not feel anything like that moment of relief when my responsibilities were cut. Phew, boom. Ah, and I was just freed up for the next couple hours. Boom. That felt so good. Snow day. Woo. Right? So I thought, Amanda, get back on your... What are you plugged into? I'll say that to Olive often. If she is looking upset, I'll look at her and say, oh gosh, what are you plugged into? Unplug that and plug it right into your mother. You need to plug into your mother right now. Plug into me and all the things that we know are true. Plug into me and my vision of you, right? So kind of got back on my hot, hot, hot horse, right? Because I was leaving and I was like, I'm going to go get some yummy foods for my family. Instead of teaching this class, I'm going to take some time, go get some treatsies, come home and just love everybody up, right? So I'm plugged back in to that relief. I'm always telling people, like, don't do any work. Don't think positively. Don't. Tell the truth and plug into what feels the best. Find relief. You may not feel good today, okay? Find relief from whatever it is you are feeling. And even if you feel good, you can still find relief and feel even better, even freer, even lighter. So it's about how you feel. So I continued to unplug from that sadness and my old programming and my people-pleasing and my guilt for no reason and plug into, I'm headed home to my family. Let me serve my family. This is going to be great. When I got home, Olive looked, she was plugged into something. She was sad. She looked so sad. And I set down the treats and I just kind of looked at the guys, at Dad and at Finn, you know, and I knew I needed to just go and be with my daughter. So I just kind of, I dropped out of the vibe I had been setting. I set all that stuff down. I did come home to serve my family, but I didn't realize it wasn't necessarily to come in with treats and have a little, you know, morning party. It was to come in and set those things down and go be with my daughter. And so I went to her and I asked her what she was plugged into, and she told me. And it made sense why she looked like she was full of regret and sadness and all of that. What happened was, though, I went to go be with her and I genuinely care and I genuinely just shut up and I listen to her. I want to be an expert on my child. Do you have a child or a person in your life that you want a relationship with? How about just become an expert on them? Just listen to them. That's it. Just become an expert. So I'm there becoming an expert on Olive. And we're really good at talking things through, deciding what hill we're sliding down, deciding what hill we want to slide down, turn in the direction we want to, you know, have momentum in, or at least turn away and unplug from what's making us feel awful and plug into one another. So we take the time to do that. We turn it around, and she ended up having a great day as far as I know. So what happened, though, it took me away from my specifics, right? I've been saying lately, hey, don't milk the specifics if it doesn't feel good. Only talk about the specifics when it feels good, when you want to make that drum beat louder in your vibration. And so, you know, instead of coming home and venting, which would have been the opposite, I came home and I completely unplugged from my entire day. And I plugged into my daughter to become an expert. And I was present. So I completely was taken away from my specifics and my issue. being there with Olive reminded me to constantly check into me, right? What am I plugged into? And, you know, it brought me back to the truth. And what was the biggest truth? It's still the biggest truth. I was totally relieved when I got called out. Snow day. That's the truth. The truth is, I didn't do anything wrong. The truth is, people drive 2 hours to come and dance with me. So that's the truth. It's not thinking positively. Take positive and negative out of it, because they're different for different people, right? What feels good? Does it feel good to feel bad that I didn't see the people that drove for 2 hours? Or does it feel good that there are people out there who will drive for 2 hours to come and dance with me? That's the truth, and it feels great. There's plenty of other truth that doesn't. I'm going to focus on the stuff that feels good. Why? Because I like to feel good. Why? Because it feels good. What do I want? To feel good. Because then no matter what's going on, I will feel good. Or at least focused on relief. I am focused on relief to just feel a little better. And there are bonus focuses, okay? Not just I'm worth driving for. I get home, Will had made Finn's donuts. Okay, I'm walking around my yard with my hands in the air right now because I'm still so thankful that I got home and I didn't have to make any donuts yesterday. It's amazing. And it was just such a gift. What a gift. What a gift. And so I focused on that. I focused on the relief, on my family, on the treats, on becoming an expert, on my daughter, and on Will making the donuts. So, pay attention. That's all. Pay attention. Take a moment. Be honest, at least with yourself. Are you feeling fear or are you feeling love? I really think everything can go and get boiled right down to that. The fear, that fear of disappointment, that fear was driving all the, that was fear that was driving Olive, that she had done the wrong thing and had the wrong information. And then there's love. My family. The love I have for dance and myself and the appreciation. The appreciation. So it's already there. Just notice. Notice where you feel relief. Notice where you feel appreciation. And milk it. All right, it's a little wet and chilly. I'm going in. I love ya. See you tomorrow.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.